Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Today, Psalm 50, another portion of Asaph's Psalm. We'll look at verses 7 through 15. Listen, my people, and I will speak. I will testify against you, Israel. I am God, your God. I bring no charges against you concerning your sacrifices or concerning your burnt offerings, which are ever before me. I have no need of a bull from your stall or goats from your pens, for every animal of the forest is mine and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird in the mountains and the insects in the fields are mine. If I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you, for the world is mine and all that's in it. Do I not eat the flesh of bulls and drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice thank offerings to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High and call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will honor me. I had a friend who told me about a wealthy person he had done some work for. And when he went into her house, he saw a table filled with beautifully wrapped presents. He learned that she had accumulated the gifts over a period of time. She didn't bother unwrapping them. She said, "What could anyone give me that I possibly need?" Well, in Psalm 50, God has called his people into court. He has no issue with his people bringing sacrifices to him. The problem is that people are bringing sacrifices with the wrong motives, that the pagan god supposedly needed food sacrifices for survival, but the living God is not like them. He says if he were hungry, he would not have to depend on sacrifices. Everything belongs to him. What could anyone give God that he could possibly need? Nothing. God needs nothing, but he desires our praise. He does not delight in people going through the motions of formal religion. God desires thank offerings, which are spontaneous expressions of praise from those who enjoy his great work in their lives. Father, forgive us for just going through the motions. Help us experience fresh emotion that comes from a realization that you are constantly at work in the details of my life. Make my walk with you come alive, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.